This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, lots and lots of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. Hey, it's still summer. Go stock up. Got the weekend coming up. So, again, though, we mentioned this is August the 15th. It's declaration day in the ACC. If you want to declare your intent to leave, you have to do it by midnight tonight. There will be no declarations. Florida State and Clemson will be a part of the ACC next year, 25-26. I know you're shocked. I know if you listen to the show, you're stunned. It's all going to come down to the courts. The Misitanos, the $25 million donation for Beaver Stadium. I've met the Misitanos many times over the years, and believe it or not, I've probably had more extensive conversations with them at Special Olympics events. Because especially at the run into Beaver Stadium the day after the Blue-White game, they've done so much to help out Special Olympics. They received the Hero Award from Special Olympics for everything that they've done over the years. And they're just really, just genuinely loving, giving people. And so I wasn't surprised they gave money to it. The $25 million, that's a pretty good chunk right there. It's like kind of one of those, you sit there and go, yeah, all right. So they're going to have a little, part of this is going to be named after them. Gee, I hope so. But, you know, it's that was a big shot in the arm for everybody when they did that. But that's the way the Misitanos are. They have been so, the Misitanos have been so nice to me over the years, so I've always appreciated that. That has nothing to do with them making the donation. It's just on a personal point of view. They just have been really nice to me over the years, and I've always appreciated that. Yeah. The $25 million? Yeah. But as I pointed out last night, I said, I talked to you, the same group, many of you, at the West Shore Country Club before. That's where it used to be. And when it came out a few years ago, when it came out 7 years ago, they wanted to do this. I said they need to do it now. I said, because if they don't do it now, it's going to cost maybe double instead of $400 to $450 million. It's going to cost $800 million if you wait. Sound familiar, Todd?
Yeah, you were pretty almost exactly monetarily.
But it doesn't take a genius to come up with that evaluation, because we've seen this repeatedly with the Olympics. I use the Olympics as a guide. So often, along the way. They'll put in a bid for the Olympics, and then when it comes time to actually build the facilities, they end up with cost overruns over and over and over again. I don't care if it's Paris, Rio, whatever it happens to be. They always end up with cost overruns because they don't do a good job of guesstimating what labor, materials, supply chains will look like when they finally get around to doing it. And it always costs more. Always, for everything. So, I mean, so I just applied that same logic to stadiums.
I was just reading something. Somebody shared something they wrote during Rio because about how bad the Rio Olympics were. I didn't realize they built a soccer stadium for three games that they never used again in Rio.
Right. Well, I mean, in Pyeongchang, the Winter Olympics, they built the Olympic Stadium. And guess what they did a month later? Tore it down.
Oh.
Done. We're finished. Tore it down.
Probably be better off just setting that money on fire.
Well, I think it might be more entertaining than some of the events.
Well, that's true.
And this is what the suit gets, like, all hepped up about? Come on. As soon as they're done with it, they tear it down. Gone. Now, Salt Lake City won't be like that because the Olympic Stadium is going to probably be Rice-Eccles Stadium, which is where they had it the last time, which is where the University of Utah plays. So, and, you know, I don't know what else they need to build. I'm not sure. Now let's get to the Tennessee part of it. Because this is important moving forward. What Tennessee has done with Jimmy Haslam and Pilot. You know, when you go on the Pilot, when you go on Interstate 80, I want to say there's a Pilot at the Cunningham exit. There's one at the Lamar exit. I mean, they're all over the country.
I think there's one here at our Milton exit as well.
At the Milton exit, yeah. Okay. And Jimmy Haslam, you all know, of course, from time with the Browns and so forth, was on the Tennessee football team when they won the national championship. In fact, he played for General Bob Nealon at Tennessee. So he's giving back to his alma mater. It is, the corporate naming rights are for $20 million. Excuse me, my apologies. The corporate naming rights are for 20 years. The one thing they did not announce was the amount. There are guesstimates that it's a 20-year deal at $60 to $80 million. Now, that ends up being, let's take the top number, $4 million a year. The naming rights for Thompson Bowling Arena went for $2 million a year. The 10-year deal at $20 million. So that's $6 million right there, if those numbers are accurate. And and if those numbers are accurate, that makes a dent in the $22 million they have to come up with. This is just the way things need to go. All right? I mean, let's just be straight about this. This is the way things need to go. Because you've got to be able to pay for all this stuff. And I'll tell you exactly what I told the group last night. I said, all of you have been great to your donating to Penn State over the years. I said, your donations have meant so much. I said, corporate sponsorships are a way to ease the burden on you. I said, so don't complain if they ever put a patch on the jersey. Don't complain if they put something on the field. I said, because they need to come up with ways to do this. And you know darn well that the Ohio States, the Penn States, the Michigans, the Alabamas, the Georgias, Texas, Oklahoma, LSU, Florida, you know, USC, they'll come up with, I'm still waiting for the gigantic swoosh in the middle of the field at Eugene, but that's just me. This is a way to do it. And the mistake that they made was, instead of right away, saying, look, we're going to do corporate for stadium fields, whatever, and you should be allowed right away to sell patches on jerseys. They should have allowed that right away. Why? Because eventually you're going to do it anyway. That's one. And number two, I need to do this so I can start banking money now for next year when I have to pay the $22 million. See, this is where the lack of logic comes in, right? You need to be forward-thinking in all of this. Schools should have been allowed to sell patches on jerseys this year to start banking the money for when they start to have... when they start to need it next year. I just don't get there are no forward thinkers involved in the decision making at the NCAA level. They're always reactive. They don't think ahead. That's what bothers me. There are very few forward thinkers in leadership anymore anyway. I think Adam Silver's a forward thinker. I think Rob Manfred is not. I think Gary Bettman's done a better job of being a more relaxed guy that sees the big picture. That's why they expanded into Las Vegas and Seattle before the NBA did. I think Roger Goodell is a forward thinker, but at the same time, it's like watching Pac-Man eat up all the dots along the way. It's like, hey, just slow down a second, okay? Let's think about the fans here and all that. Well, when it comes to college sports, who are the forward thinkers? Sankey probably is. I think Petitti in his own quiet way is. I think Tony in his own quiet way is. At least I've met and talked with Tony several times. Sankey I've never met. But who? Who else? I mean, your Mark acts like he's a forward thinker, but I mean, that's fine. But your Mark, let's be honest, doesn't have a lot to work with. I mean, I give the Big 12 credit when they get out there and look at what we've done. Well, they've expanded and done what? What have they done? The Big 10 expanded with USC, UCLA, Washington, Oregon. The SEC expanded with Texas and Oklahoma. Okay, the Big 12 expanded with UCF, Cincinnati, BYU, Houston, Colorado, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah. Not exactly home runs. Utah is the best of that group. Those aren't home runs. Those are survival moves. I give the Big 12 an A for survival. In fact, an A plus. The Big 12, starting with Bob Bowlesby and then with Brett Yormark, getting an A plus for survival. But they have a C-plus for product. Right? They have a C-plus for product. The ACC expanded for no reason at all. They brought in SMU, which is not going to take any money. Now, they raised $100 million the first month after they joined. Like, wow. Okay, so SMU, okay, I can buy into that one, but Stanford and Cal, come on. And don't give me the Olympic medal thing. Okay, that's nice every 4 years. Okay, it's about football and to small, much smaller extent basketball. But it's about football. What do they bring? Very little. The ACC made itself weaker in both football and men's basketball by the moves they made. So they get a B for survival and a B-plus for product because they still have Florida State, Clemson, and a couple of others that are very good. They have a B for survival, B-plus for overall product. It can't be an A-minus because that product you added in Stanford and Cal made your conference weaker in both sports. But your mark is thought of as a big player and a forward thinker. But in reality, he gets an A-plus as a forward thinker for survival, but he's got a C-plus product. The SEC has an A-plus product and enhanced their A-plus product with Texas and Oklahoma. The Big Ten has an A-plus product and enhanced itself with Oregon, USC, Washington, UCLA. Okay? So Brett Yormark can be the great forward thinker all he wants, but he only has a limited amount of cards in his deck. As opposed to Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti sitting there with a full deck of 52. Yormark doesn't have that. He expanded. He took advantage of the Pac-12 situation as well as anybody could ask you to do. Tremendous credit for that. Utah is an excellent product. No getting around it. Okay? No getting around it. But it's the Big 12 product is only limited. It's just limited.
I also think everybody was thinking either the government or the courts would bail them out in all of this, and that obviously is not what happened.
No.
Not even close.
No. Don't think so. I mean, that's what they've all been hoping for. They've been hoping for the federal government to step in and help out. Not going to happen. It's not happening. And there are a lot of reasons why it's not happening.
And now it might be too late. I don't think you're putting everything back in the bag now.
No. No, 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 no. You're absolutely right. It is... What's the old saying? You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube and blah, 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 blah.
Well, the one that popped into my head was off color, so that's why I was trying to come up with another one.
Then give me credit for toothpaste and tube, okay?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, rather benign, made its point. This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sun, ride with the sun. Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors in the North Forest Street Auto Plaza is where you want to be in August for massive savings on new Fords. Pick from 39 of the fuel-efficient 2024 Ford Escapes with discounts up to $4,600. And Sunbury Motors has them priced at the lowest price ever offered, just $27,995. Choose from 19 of the iconic 2024 Ford Bronco Sports. And SMC has them slashed up to $6,100. And they start from just $27,995. Brown. browse from 26 of the number one selling SUV of all time, the 2024 Ford Explorer, with savings up to $6,300. Plus, get 0% financing and priced from only $41,565. SFC has 37 2024 Ford F-150s with discounts up to $13,000, and they start from just $47,859. Sunbury Motors is a fourth generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Buck Rules out by Reagan Street, Subway, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. Will Howard has won the starting quarterback job at Ohio State, beating out Devin Brown. So the Kansas State transfer will begin the season as the starting quarterback. Now we'll see how it plays out.
An in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this final half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, I went with Ford. Best in new inventory, great buying experience, terrific pre-owned inventory, because they go over each one of them with a fine-tooth comb. Eases the buying experience. And a tremendous service department that backs it up. Routine, difficult. They handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Very quickly, let's do the Let's Make Matt Happy. Aaron Judge, fastest ever, fewest games to get the 300 home runs. He's also now 50 years old. No, I'm just kidding. But fastest of 300 and one of the few to actually have fewer than 1,000 hits and have 300 home runs. I think he's one of only five guys ever to do that. So he hit. Does it count if you hit one against the White Sox?
Hey, they did lose. They did lose the opener, so I guess it does.
Okay, just checking. Just checking. We mentioned Will Howard being announced as the opening day starter quarterback for Ohio State, beating out Devin Brown. All right. Then there's this story. Andrew Marchand of The Athletic is reporting that Sam Ponder and Robert Griffin III have been fired by ESPN. The fiscal year, everybody has their own fiscal year as to, you know, when they do. Most people, it's June 30th, but some are September 30th. And ESPN's fiscal year goes to the September 30th part of the calendar. So they're making the moves now. Now, they had to have this in the works, I mean, because the NFL season's coming up. Sam Ponder had to know whether or not she had a job.
her issue is quite simple. It is not talent or presentation. Her issue is that she works the NFL season and is off the rest of the time. And so that seems to have figured into that. Meanwhile, they talk about the potential of cost-cutting with Griffin, but he has a seven-figure salary. Supposedly going to honor it. He's just not going to work. So that's not cost-cutting. I don't know what's behind that.
I read the story during one of the breaks. It kind of seems that they're just not enamored with him anymore.
Right. That could very well be it.
I mean, they hired Jason Kelce to take his spot on the Monday Night Football show.
I could see Sam Ponder ending up at Fox. She's a very talented on-air personality. Very, very good studio host. Makes shows move. You know, I'll freely admit, as you know, I don't watch pregame shows.
Oh, I was going to say, I couldn't tell you how Robert Griffin does on Monday Night Countdown, but he's not bad. I like him with Bob Wischusen on football games. I mean, he's not... There's worse people in this world.
I mean, I've heard him on games. He's been fine. I don't watch Monday Night Countdown.
No.
It's just...
And I like Jason Kelce, and I don't think that's going to get me to watch Monday Night Countdown either.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't. There's no question I'll watch a game on ESPN. No question. The other stuff, everybody has their own taste. I can't watch the rest of it. Doesn't fit me. How about that? It doesn't have to fit me either. Okay, it does not have to fit me.
You've already been courted for your advertising dollars.
Yeah, exactly. So, but again, I can see Sam Ponder getting a job very quickly with somebody else because I think she handles herself really well on the air. Now, Orioles announcer Kevin Brown got a contract extension. So he ended up getting that after all the turmoil of last year, which was...
I was going to say, what a difference August makes for that man.
I mean, but he got suspended because he mentioned that the team had a poor record against the Rays in previous meetings. And we played it back for you. It was about as benign gets. He was just like simply mentioning a fact of how much the Orioles have improved. But there's new ownership there, and they seem to get he's really good. Right? I mean, the new ownership says, yeah, guess what? We're all set. We got this guy. Now, the White Sox are going to lower ticket prices for season tickets. And they say they're going to bring back John Schifrin as their play-by-play announcer on TV. A tumultuous season for him in Chicago, but they're going to bring him back. Now, whether Steve Stone's with him, nobody knows. Stone's 77 now.
I couldn't believe that when I read that yesterday.
Yeah.
That is a man that does not look 77.
No. It doesn't sound it.
No. And believe it or not, I think he's all right with the play-by-play guy. The story I read kind of seems like he's a little more out on the ownership wants him back, but he doesn't know if he can watch that baseball team for another season.
Right. No, exactly. No, it sounds like he has no problems with John.
I also think he wants a cutback schedule because I think it says he's still doing 144 games a season.
Yeah, and at 77,
that's a lot.
Easy. Yeah, at 77, that's a lot.
That's a lot at 49.
Well... I'm trying to think, how many do I do? I do between, depending on how a year goes, 90 and 100. Between Penn State football, Penn State basketball, and the Spikes. Now, I used to do BTN, but, you know, I'm not doing that any longer, and I'm glad I'm not. It was one less thing. So, and that was just me. There's one less thing. And but that happened years ago. And part of it, too, was when Bob Lanning left. And Bob was always asking me to do stuff all the time. You know, they changed management. And, you know, so you're not on somebody else's list, and it works out fine. But, yeah, I do about 90 to 100 a year. I mean, I know starting tonight, let's over the next, so was today the 15th. So, starting tonight to the end of the month, I know it's 16 days, but it's 7, you know. That's 16 days plus the opening four. So the next 20 days, I have 16 baseball games and one football game.
At least the travel's not bad for those baseball games.
Oh, no. That's no issue. I mean, I think four of them are in Williamsport. Four of the 16 are in Williamsport, including Labor Day. And the one game is at, you know, which is nothing. That means the other 12 are at home. And the West Virginia game's for football, and I'll just bust down for that and fall asleep in the back row. So, somebody asked me about travel last night down in Camp Hill, and I said, "I get out there." I said, "What about the travel? All the travel you're going to have to do between the two sports?" I said, "Look, I guess I sit down in the plane, boom, maybe read a little bit, fall asleep, wake up, look out the window, go, hey, look, corn."
It's like my wife and daughter when we went to Baltimore yesterday. They closed their eyes about a half a mile after we leave, and they're like, "Oh, hey, we're here."
Yeah,
it's funny how that happens.
Yeah, you get used to it.
I never knew Morgantown was, for lack of a better term, that close to State College until I went to that Little League game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's not that far. So was it 3.5?
Yeah, and I think when I was in Fairchance, when I ended up there, I think it was 20 miles to Morgantown, 25.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah, it's nothing. I know when you are going into Morgantown, you go over the Jack Fleming Bridge, you know, as a tribute to the late, great Steelers and West Virginia broadcaster. Of course, Tony Caridi now has carved out his own legendary status there. Tony's a great announcer. By the way, the Lone Star Showdown is going to take place between Texas and Texas A&M. They're going to have a joint press conference with Chris Del Conte and Trev Alberts in Houston a week from today to announce it. They put out a press release about it today.
Are they going to play tug of war with Jim Schlossnagel? It's not that guy's name that the baseball coach.
Yeah. Look, if you don't think Schlossnagel didn't already have a contract with Texas before his A&M deal was up.
Oh, come on. They wouldn't do things like that.
I know
everything's above board.
I sound so cynical when I say that. I wonder where that's come from. I don't know. Experience? So I just love... You seem more cynical about a couple of things. Yeah, called experience. Guess what?
I feel like if you're not cynical at a certain age, you're just not paying attention.
But it's just that, people have heard me on press releases. they'll put out a press release with a quote, and I always said, and they said, X said, blah, 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 blah. That's what I say every time, because it's all just mumbo-jumbo. It's carefully crafted language. Oh, they forget it. Can anybody get out there, have a press conference, and say something in their own words? Come on. Let's put out a press release. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, for jeepers, cats. Just stand in front and take a couple of questions. It's not that hard. Blah, 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 blah. Carefully crafted statement. You know, we're really thrilled to be a part of the ACC. It's like, okay, sure you are.
You need a Charlie Brown's teacher like button to hit on your board for that.
Wah, yeah. Wah, 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 wah. Hey, we're going to get Rob King on the show tomorrow, the new full-time voice of the Steelers. Looking forward to talking to Rob, one of the really good guys out there. Great announcer. He's going to do a great job in that spot. So, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Press release. We are so thrilled to be a part of the historic ACC conference. Really? You are, huh? You couldn't get in a press conference and explain why or take a couple of questions? No.
That's too easy.
No, that's the problem. It's too difficult. It's way too difficult. Okay? It's difficult for some people to think on their feet. So they want to do everything they can. And look, your ability to think on your feet permeates to everything that you do in life. You have to be able to think on your feet all the time. I mean, think of all the decisions each one of you has to make, or whether you're at a company setting or at home setting, where, look, you've got to make it up as you go. Think about that. You don't have a staff there carefully crafting, okay, I'm mad at the kids. I need a carefully crafted statement to tell them how mad I am and why they need to do chores around the house because they did this. No, you pretty much have to ad lib it. Right?
Speak for yourself. I have my own PR firm at my house.
Yeah, it's your wife.
Yeah, probably.
But I mean, life is ad lib. It's not carefully crafted statements. Come on. Right? If you have a public job and you can't think on your feet, you should not be doing the public job. I don't care whether you're an athletic director or you're a coach, you're an announcer, you know, player. They have staffs and so forth, right? And then there are other jobs we can talk about too, from CEOs to the politicians. You can't get up and think on your feet. You should not be doing that. You should not be doing it, right? Because guess what? You're not going to go into some big meeting and be able to carefully craft statements to get through it. You're going to have to ad-lib your way through it, which means you have to believe in something. If you believe in something, you can easily articulate it. Like, listen to the suit when he talks about the Indianapolis 500. Sure, it's a rambling mess, but he believes in it. I didn't say all ad-libs were good. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
A little winter in August. Penn State and Notre Dame will play hockey at Wrigley Field. Big Ten is going to put together four hockey games the 3rd and 4th of January at Wrigley. One women's game, three men's games. Penn State will play Notre Dame on Friday, January 3rd, the first time Penn State has ever played an outdoor hockey game. How about that? Wrigley Field. How cool is that?
I was going to say, do they need a play-by-play guy? Can you sneak your way into that? That sounds like it'd be fun.
I'm actually going to see Tripper this afternoon. Let's see if he needs anybody to carry his bags.
I was going to say, you know how to set up the equipment, right?
Oh, I could do that, sure. I don't know if it's right. I mean, I got us on the air for the Delaware State game 2 years ago. I mean, that kind of lets you know there is divine intervention. But Wrigley Field on Friday, January 3rd against Notre Dame. Now, that will be cool.